This recording, South Africa 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at a zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Long before, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In a time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Windhoek in the Free State. The earliest of my days I can recall was that we moved to Bloemfontein, and that's where I started my school career. Subsequently to that, we moved to Springs, and I completed the whole of my primary and secondary schools in Springs, in the eastern part of Johannesburg. It was exciting. It was a very pleasant experience. We stayed in Selection Park. The primary school was in Daggafontein, so I had quite a way to go to get to the school. Subsequent to that, they built a primary school in Selection Park, which my sister had the pleasure of going to. I didn't, but it was very pleasant. We lived in Natal, in Richards Bay area, for a while, 2 years to be exact. And then, while I worked for the SABC on erecting these FM towers, we lived in a caravan in different parts of South Africa. It was the beginning of the erection of the FM masts. Prior to that, in 64, we only had the AM stations to listen to, which were accomplished a lot of noise, especially in bad weather. The FM made complete difference to it. It was a noise-free, and of course also the voice channel for TV. On the FM masts, the top sections was specifically designed to take the TV. So I was in the SABC where we started the FM and TV in South Africa.